With Chime's secure credit card, you can start improving your credit scores with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments. Get started at chime.com/build.
The Chime Credit Builder Visa Credit Card is issued by Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Results may vary. See chime.com for details. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
So, I want to retract my opinion on something.
Okay.
Remember, we had a story, it was some controversy, and I was blown away by this. The controversy was that some people, some parents, were paying babysitters while the babysitter is watching their kids do some light chores around the house, optional.
Yeah. I think the mom left a list and was saying something like, hey, if you do the dishes, I'll give you $5 extra.
Right.
If you, you know, vacuum a couple of the bedrooms, I'll give you another $5. And again, like you said, it was totally optional. And what a great idea that was.
Right. Because you get the extra stuff done. So last night, I'm at some friend's house and they're talking about their daughter wants to get into babysitting.
Mm-hmm.
Has never babysat before.
How old?
Like a teenager, I'd say 16, 17. And so I'm like, you've never done it before? And I was like, have you ever changed a diaper? And she's like, oh, I don't know. And I'm like, all right, well, we'll ease into this. And then I told them about this deal.
Right.
Like, I was like, you know, some sitters are being hired, you know, they're watching the kids. And then if they do some extra stuff, they make some extra money. The look in this girl's eyes about the extra money showed me what a terrible idea it is. She was so excited about making the extra money.
Yeah.
She hadn't even watched my kids yet, and she's already not paying attention to my kids because she's trying to do the chores around the house, dude.
But a babysitter isn't supposed to, like, keep an eye on your kids 24/7. They're simply there to make sure they don't fall down the stairs.
I'm worried, after seeing how excited she was about making extra money, my concern is that my kids would be locked in, like, a dog cage while she ran around doing the stuff, and then... Oh,
you're not going to be there, so what do you care?
You've got a problem.
Are you freaking out? Don't freak out. Don't freak out.
Just hit the panic button with Tad, Drex, and Kara on B98.5.
As the great Vanilla Ice once said, if you got a problem, yo, we'll solve it. That's the panic button. Reach out with any issue you have at 404-741-0985. Good morning, Becca.
Hey, guys. I need to hit the panic button.
What's going on?
I have twin boys that play basketball.
How old are they?
Well, they're in eighth grade now.
Eighth grade.
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah. And at first they were just okay at it, but my husband didn't think they were working hard enough.
Well, what do you expect? We're talking about eighth graders.
I know. So their dad was a big star and he got a scholarship. So.
Oh, wow.
That's big shoes.
Yeah, he got a full ride to Georgia Tech. So he's a big guy.
I get it. So y'all are hoping for the same for your boys?
Yeah, and we started paying them, and they've been getting better.
You're paying your twin sons to play basketball?
They get $1 a point.
Well, that's not a crazy amount of money. Is it per basket or per one basket is 2 points? If it's a three-pointer, they get $3?
Last weekend cost us $200.
$200?
How is that possible?
It was a tournament.
Okay.
And they've been playing much better. They're more focused. Their team is even winning.
So what exactly is the panic here? Because it sounds like your plan is working.
The problem is that word got around and now the other parents hate us.
Okay. I bet you the other kids on the team are looking to get paid. They're just jealous.
Oh, they say that our boys hog the ball now and try to make all the shots.
Oh, so they're hogging the ball. That's a problem.
Well, I wonder, has the coach said anything?
I think he does know, but he hasn't said anything yet, probably because they're winning.
All right.
So I know.
I'm not even sure if this is illegal. Can you even do this?
Well, it's your own kid. You could do whatever you want. But, Becca, you know, I do a lot of sports and coaching with my daughter. Half of the fun or the only way to get through childhood sports is, like, you have to hang out with the other parents. And if they hate you, the social side of it is so big. And if they hate you, that's not fun.
It's really uncomfortable, to say the least, yeah.
So are you considering stopping?
I'm not sure how much longer I can handle the dirty looks, but my husband is all in on this. He loves it. They're playing so much better, and he's been so proud of them. He's like, they're going to get scholarships.
So if you got to the point now where you're just like, you don't even want to go to the games anymore, I'd be like, all right, fine. You're into this. You want them to get paid. Fine. I'm going to sit this out.
But then I feel bad for the boys because then not we can't, you know, that's also not fair to them. So it's like they can win and lose at the same time. I don't know what to do.
All right, Becca, keep listening. 404-741-0985. What do you think she should do? Should she insist that they stop, that her husband stops this nonsense of paying their kids? Or should they flip the script and say, why isn't everybody doing this, and start encouraging some of the other parents to maybe pay their kids?
It was interesting to hear Becca say, like, oh they're going to get a scholarship. I knew so. Your kids ain't getting a scholarship. Okay, so let's take that off the table.
She sounds like an actor who thinks they're going to go to Hollywood and be a star, that it's that easy. 10,000 people a day think that's the case. 404-741-0985 if you want to talk to us. If you want, you can just leave us a quick message. Use the open mic. It's on the B98.5 app. Rachel and Marietta joining the conversation at 404-741-0985.
Why, instead of paying them to make basket, if they're concerned that they're being ball hogged, give them $1 per basket instead of per point, and also $1 for every pass that ends in a basket. If they pass down low and a teammate makes the basket, they also get $1.
LeBron James does not make that kind of money. The dollar for the passing, the dollar for the basket.
Well, I mean, Rachel, I do like your thought process on it. Like, it encourages the pass and all that. But if they're still getting paid for the basket, then they're like, well, shoot, I'll just shoot the ball. So there's got to be another way.
Yeah, Rachel, I think it's just ridiculous. We're talking about how to structure the contract.
Yeah, it should be
just
competition in general.
It's a compromise between mom and dad.
If these boys didn't show an interest, if they weren't hustling when they first started playing basketball, that tells me they were only playing because dad wanted them to in the first place.
Probably. I mean, I agree. But at the end of the day, from dad's perspective, right, is paying them is less than paying for college.
If that works.
If it works.
And if it works, you're essentially, these boys didn't show an interest in playing basketball in the first place. So the parents are motivating them by paying them, and in hopes that they're going to get a full boat scholarship to go to college, which, by the way, they're going to have to play in college. Like, if they get the scholarship, that means a scholarship to play basketball. I feel like they're sentencing these kids to 10 years doing something they're not really into.
Well, they're eighth graders, too, so you don't know if they're going to get scholarships. And number two, you're totally taking away from the real reason why we do these kids' sports, and that's to learn how to play as a team, figure out conflict, have a little bit of fun. I tell my girls all the time on the softball field, I don't care if we win or lose, girls. It's not about that.
Right.
It's about having fun, playing as a team, and doing the right thing.
So it doesn't say team when you're paying two of the players out of the entire team. That's why I asked, should Becca start paying the other players as well? So everybody on this team. And also, remember, we're talking about eighth grade. We're making money playing a sport.
But we all know that dad. And if you have kids in sports, you know, like, that alpha dad at the ball field who paces and preaches back behind home plate and yelling at everybody because he used to play ball. It's not what it's about.
He's in the coach's face.
Oh, for sure.
You're trying to avoid that.
There's only one way to deal with your crazy crisis.
I'm going to do what you all think I'm going to do, which is just out.
It's time to hit Tad, Drex, and Kara's panic button on B98.5.
Becca called. She's been paying her twin boys a buck a point so they'll hustle at basketball, but it's turned into a problem. They've become ball hogs, and the other parents are furious at them. Should she stop? Her husband thinks absolutely not. Yolanda in Jonesboro?
I think they should stick to what's working for them. Don't worry about the dirty looks. They'll be okay. The other parents should give their kids incentives also.
Oh, you're saying, you know, if these other parents are mad or their kids aren't scoring, well, then you should pay up too?
They should give them some kind of incentive, make it positive, make it worth it.
So many people are for this. I'm wondering how much of it goes on. If you are paying your kids or you know of this happening, give us a call. I want to hear what other sports maybe are doing this at 404-741-0985. If you want, you can leave us a quick, sometimes even anonymous message on the B98.5 app. Just use the open mic.
That lady's ridiculous. First of all, looks like they're just teaching their kids how to be bullies.
Yeah, I mean, it's just not what the sport is all about. And as a coach, I would sit those boys. If I truly knew what was going on, I would sit them so fast to teach them a lesson. Absolutely, Tad.
Natalie and Carrollton.
You are destroying the team effort. They're not learning anything. You're teaching them all wrong. Yeah. It is a team effort. It is not a one-man show or a two-man show. It's just wrong.
Well, and Natalie, not when we talk about the team, you include the parents, too, because, yes, the boys or the girls, whatever, are on a team, but also the parents are part of the team. So you have to look at it from that aspect. It's not just who's on the court or on the field. The parents, the grandparents, everyone's part of this team.
I think you can achieve the same by cheering for them, by saying, wow, great game.
Yeah.
Or if dad wants to take the boys out and shoot some hoops around, there's all kinds. And that's a bonding experience.
Yeah. Isn't dad's like admiration and that quality time, isn't that worth more than a couple bucks?
Right. Carolyn Lavonia just called a couple of minutes ago off the air. She said, you know, it's nobody's business. It's nobody else's business who's paying who.
It is, though.
That gets to my next point, though. And my next question is, how many parents are doing this? If she's saying, like, how did anybody find out that Becca and her husband were doing this in the first place?
Mm-hmm.
You keep it quiet, take your money, it's our little secret.
At the sacrifice of the other team, though, I mean, you want to see my wife get riled up. She would be Real Housewives of Atlanta in that woman's face, like, you're taking away quality time from my daughter.
Well, it's happening all around us. Tom and Marietta called, and he said, I'm so relieved to have heard from Becca because I thought I was the only one that was doing this.
Wow.
He gives his kid like Fortnite gift cards and stuff if he does well. And Steve and John's Creek.
I say you pay him. I paid my son for sax, and some games cost me over $100, but it got him into college. So
wait,
but that was more.
You paid him for
like sax?
Saxophone?
No.
Sacking the quarterback.
Sacking the quarterback because he was afraid to hurt the kid.
Oh, then, gosh. That's really sweet, though.
Yeah, it was, but when he started getting paid, it paid his car insurance, everything else. So,
how much does it cost to get a young boy to want to hurt people?
$20 a sack.
Wow.
So for $20 a sack, you've turned your kid into a ruthless, deadly killer.
An assassin.
And then he convinced his grandpa to do it, too, so he was doubling
down.
Oh,
nice.
I don't know why these kids want to bother going for the NFL contracts when they're already making bank at home. And you're doing their laundry for them.
Exactly.
We keep up with what's happening so we can tell you about the stuff that matters. Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Sunshine and clouds today with a high of 60. It's 42 in Midtown. What's going on, Drex?
After months of showing up on TV screens and jumbotrons during those NFL games, the rumor is she might not even make it into the stadium, let alone a suite. And I'm not talking about Taylor Swift. We'll get to that story in just a minute. But two things we missed backstage at the Grammys, obviously because they were backstage. We weren't lucky enough to be there. Well, it turns out that Celine Dion can still sing, and shocking, Mariah Carey was late. So let's tackle these one at a time. There's a video circulating of Celine Dion singing backstage at the Grammys with a woman who won a reality singing show on Bravo. She's not really important, but what is important is that fans were kind of shocked to learn that Celine Dion could still sing. Take a listen.
I thought she had like this stiff person syndrome. Mm-hmm. I just pictured her not even being able to move.
Yeah,
because of all my doctor.
Right, exactly. When you went to WebMD and then you typed in stiff person syndrome. Yeah. Now, I guess that she still can use her voice, but I think it is very painful or difficult to move around and perform.
Oh, well, if it's painful, that's one thing. But if it's not painful and she's just worried that we're expecting dancing, go back on tour,
Celine. Have a seat. Yeah, we want to hear your voice.
Relax.
Yeah. All right, is it any shock that Mariah, the diva, Carey was late for the Grammys?
Not at all.
No, but this time, it actually wasn't her her fault. In fact, several big stars were stuck in traffic in LA because I guess they're having torrential and historical downfalls. And,
yeah,
you know, kind of like Atlanta, whenever it rains, people are like, I don't know how to drive. So, yes, several big name celebrities couldn't make it. But the problem with Mariah Carey being late was that she was the first presenter of the evening. She was supposed to go on stage at 5:13 to present the first award.
Right.
It's 5 p.m. She's sitting on a freeway in LA. So the executive producer for the Grammys talked about how they got her on stage.
In the end, they went and got a golf cart. They drove it down the side of the freeway. They picked Mariah Carey up out of her SUV that was stuck in traffic. Four people running around the side with umbrellas. We literally drove a golf cart up the wrong way of the freeway and brought her back, so she made it on time.
Oh, I bet Mariah loved that.
I mean,
four people running around with umbrellas. Yeah. Oh, bring a fifth.
It's right up her alley. All right, so shifting away from a diva to just, you know, I think she's the mom next to her. She's everybody's mom. And, of course, I'm talking about Donna Kelce.
That was my guess. When you said not able to make it into the suite, what is Taylor taking up the suite with all of her
people? So it's actually been kind of going viral. Suites at this NFL stadium in Las Vegas where the Super Bowl is going to be held this year. Some of them are going for $1 million. They're just so expensive. And so the Today Show asked Donna, like, hey, where's your seat? What's going on?
How's the seating arrangement in the box? Usually you and Taylor are next to each other. I feel like that might be some good luck.
Well, you can understand that the boxes in Vegas are multi-million dollars.
Yeah.
So I have a feeling I'm not in a box. I have a feeling I'm in the stands.
She went on to say that not only is she not in the box, she's going to be in the stands. She doesn't technically have her ticket even in hand yet. So there's a chance she might not even show up.
Don't you think now would be a great time for her future daughter-in-law to pony up a couple mil from her billions of dollars?
You would think that's the right play, for sure.
Let's see what happens. I'm looking forward to finding out what happens with the suite more so than the commercials, the game, anything else.
Agreed.
Exciting.
Heading out of town? Take Tad, Drex, and Kara with you wherever you go and listen live in the free B98.5 app. TMZ and People Magazine call her to see what's happening. Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
We are sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. Kara, unfortunately, had to leave the show this morning, so I'm going to be answering the questions on her behalf.
Mm-hmm.
Diana?
Good morning, guys.
You ready for this?
I'm ready for the tickets. I don't know about the $100.
All right, let's kick Ted out of the studio, Diana.
I just step out for a minute. Let me see what I can do in here.
All right, good luck.
All right, Tad is going to leave the studio, Diana. We'll ask you five pop culture trivia questions, bring Tad in, ask him the same exact questions. The goal is to answer more right than him and get $100 of his money. And anything we do today is not going to go against Kara's record. We preserve that, okay? You ready to play, Diana?
All right.
Question one, the song that Tracy Chapman sang alongside Luke Combs at the Grammys last weekend is now number one on virtually every music chart. What was the name of that song?
Five star.
Right. Question number two. Friends are saying the relationship between Kim Kardashian and Odell Beckham Jr. is heating up big time. What sport does Odell Beckham Jr. play professionally?
Tennis.
Question number three. Name the uptown funk singer who is opening his own Vegas nightclub next week.
Bruno Mars?
Question number four, private jet parking for the Super Bowl in Vegas is completely sold out. What's the name of the program the Animal Planet channel airs during the Super Bowl?
Oh, No, I'm sorry.
Question number five, Snoop Dogg is suing Walmart, claiming they botched a breakfast cereal deal that he had made with them. Walmart has been headquartered in what state since their inception?
Georgia.
Right, going to bring Tad back in and let you know, Diana in Cartersville, you struggled a little bit this morning. Were they tough?
A little bit.
Were they tough, or maybe was it a little bit of pressure?
I think just being here, because I play all the time, and I do pretty good, but then you get on the phone and you're like, I don't know.
Oh, this sounds encouraging. Right? I don't know what you guys are talking about, but I'll take it.
All right, Tad, you ready for the first question?
Yes, sir.
All right, Tracy Chapman, Luke Combs sang what song at the Grammys?
Fast Car.
That's what Diana said, 1-1. Question two, Odell Beckham Jr. plays what sport professionally?
Maybe football.
He's a wide receiver in the NFL. That's
correct.
Who does
he play for?
Right now, I think he plays for the Ravens. He's popped around a bit. All right, okay. Diana didn't have an answer. She said tennis. 2-1. Question number 3. Name the uptown funk singer who's opening his own Vegas nightclub next week.
Bruno Mars.
It's called The Pinky Ring.
Did Diana get that right?
She did. All right, 3-2. Question number 4. What's the name of the program that the Animal Planet Channel airs during the Super Bowl?
Oh, the Puppy Bowl.
Diana didn't get it right.
4-2.
Question number 5. Walmart has been headquartered in what state since their inception?
Walmart, Arkansas. Target, Minnesota.
Bentonville, Arkansas. And Minneapolis, Minnesota. There you go. Diana said Georgia. All right, Tad. Hey, good job. All 5 right. Diana Cartersville, are you smarter than Tad?
Oh, he's definitely smarter.
No cash, but you get a pair of tickets to see Usher October 17th, State Farm Arena. They go on sale Monday, 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. But you don't have to worry because you got them before you can even buy them.
Thank you so much, guys. My child's going to enjoy these a lot.
Are you going to go with your child?
Yes.
Is it a boy or a girl?
It's a girl.
Nice. Oh, congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank
Have
you, guys.
Have a great time, Diana. We play twice every weekday morning, 6:35 and 7:35 on B98.5.
You need forgiveness. I'm sorry. Tad, Drex, and Kara help you ask for it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
So, Greg, I guess there's a blurred line between pursuing a lady and stalking.
Oh, jeez.
Yes, I get that.
What happened? What's going on?
I need to ask my girlfriend for forgiveness. I took things way too far.
What exactly happened?
So we've only been exclusive for a little while, and so I have sort of a habit in past relationships where I kind of come on too strong in the beginning. I'm trying to change that, but it's like a little challenging.
Sure.
It had been about 2 days since I had heard from her, and so my mind just started spinning on, like, oh, what's going on? Did I say something wrong?
Right.
Like, you know, just all that stupid stuff. So I was like, okay, well, you know, I'm in the neighborhood. Let me just drive to her house.
Not to
home or whatever.
Well, hang on a second, Greg. Hang on a second. Where do you live?
I'm in Kennesaw. Why?
Where does Mary Beth live?
She's in Canton.
Oh, there's no way you
But I had errands, so like, I, you know, it was.
You happened to be in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
12 miles.
And what happened? Did you just stake her out? Did you sit outside her house or?
After a little while, I see her walking to her car with another guy, and I was just like, and I was like, oh no, like, what, did I misread all this?
So
like,
after not, that? Yeah, so you hadn't heard from her for a couple of days, your head starts spinning,
you're camped outside her house.
I took a quick snapshot of that, went home, I waited a little bit. Yeah, and then I sent it to her and saying, like, hey, like, what's going on?
Dude, right. You sent her the picture you took of her, this guy outside
so
of her
that's
house?
Like basically giving her evidence that you were camped out, staking out her house.
Yeah, but it turns out it's her brother, and now she's mad at me. Like, how can I trust you? What are you doing outside my house? And just, like, I feel stupid, but, like, I wasn't trying to come across like a stalker or anything. I'm just, like.
Where are you at with her right now? Like, it was her brother, so you must feel relieved about that.
Yeah, she's not talking to me, man.
Oh.
So I just need some help to kind of, like, clear the air. And
yeah.
And this girl's pretty special to you. This young lady's pretty special to you, Mary Beth is.
Yeah, I mean, she's incredible. She's smart. She's beautiful. You know, she's funny. Like, yeah, she's great to hang out with.
You can stop. You say too many things, and you really do sound like a stalker.
Yeah, you start to describing what she smells like.
Yeah. She wears nice clothes, her favorite color. Okay. Give us a couple of minutes. We'll try to get Mary Beth on the phone and help explain to her that you are trying to reform.
Awesome.
It's hard to ask for forgiveness. Is it too late now to say sorry? So Tad, Drex, and Kara are here to help you do it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Greg hadn't seen his girlfriend in a couple of days and decided to stake out her apartment.
I told you, I wasn't staking it out. I happened to be in the neighborhood and I stopped by.
Okay. Whatever the case may be, he was sitting outside her apartment when she shows up with another guy and he went crazy, took a picture, sent it to her.
I didn't
go crazy.
And it turns out it was just Mary Beth's brother. Now she's calling him a stalker. Now she's furious with him not talking to him. And that's what we're going to try to get some forgiveness from Mary Beth. She's not going to know you're on the line, Greg, when she first picks up.
Okay.
Hello?
Mary Beth, this is Tad, Drex, and Kara at B98.5. How's it going?
Good. How are you guys?
Well, we're calling because Valentine's Day is coming up, and we were talking to couples, seeing what their plans were. Do you have any plans for Valentine's Day?
Honestly, I haven't even thought about it, but I don't have any plans.
Maybe your boyfriend's got something romantically planned?
No, I don't have a boyfriend.
You don't?
I'm single, so I don't know if there's, like, another caller who wants to take me to dinner. Geez. That's great.
Just actually, a random caller.
It's interesting. We actually do have somebody on the other line who I bet would love to take you out to dinner on Valentine's Day. Yeah. His name is Greg.
I'm joking. Oh, my God. What?
Yeah.
Greg?
This is a feature on our show called Forgive and Forget. Greg called us because he was worried that he came on a little strong with you, wanted to clear the air about your relationship.
There is no relationship.
I'm trying to remain calm here, but I'm starting to think something is up. Like, what are you about?
Nothing is up because we're not in a relationship. We aren't boyfriend and girlfriend.
Mary Beth, is there a chance maybe you gave Greg the wrong impression?
No, no.
Do you not remember what happened on Saturday night?
I do. That was fun. That does not mean we're in a relationship.
What happened Saturday night?
I apologize if I give you the wrong impression, but that was just a hookup. We're not in a relationship.
So, oh, man. Sorry,
how long?
Like,
hang on a second there, guys. How long has this been going on? How long do you think you've been in a relationship, Greg?
Exclusively since last Saturday.
I mean, Mary Beth, it is kind of sweet that Greg thought that when you guys hooked up on Saturday night, that it meant y'all were in a relationship. I mean, that is kind of sweet. Is there any opportunity for a relationship?
Definitely not.
Oh, boy. Was that your brother that he took a picture of you with?
Definitely not.
Oh, man,
I feel gross.
Yeah, this is like, unfortunately, Greg, this is one of the, like, you got to take the L, you know? It's
hopefully you were not too invested in this relationship. Greg was calling looking for forgiveness for stalking you. I assume that's over now. Do you forgive him?
I'll forgive him as long as he leaves me alone.
Thanks for listening to the Tad, Drex, and Kara podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and hear the show weekday mornings from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.